I got to talk. I got to tell what I feel. I got to talk about my life as I see it.
What's up, world? Welcome to another edition of No Hooks here, part of the Hip Hop Chronicles, WEAA 88.9 FM. I'm Jared Ball. Mike Nice, the super producer, is behind the glass, making sure everything sounds as it's supposed to. And in the studio with us is Shirley Bassfield Dunlap, who is an associate professor and coordinator here of the theater arts program at Morgan State University. And we're very happy to have her on here to talk about an upcoming, forthcoming production, Reparations.
Hi.
Welcome.
It's so nice to be here with you, Jared.
So let's get right into it. Tell us about this play, scripted and music by Joseph Edwards, directed by you.
Yes.
And about to take place here at Morgan State University.
Yes. In 2012, Joseph Edwards came to me and asked if Theater Morgan could produce his play, Reparations. Mm. The play had been read as a reading in New York City and also in Washington, D.C., mm-hmm. but it never had been staged. And Theater Morgan does a lot of new work, and we thought, and after reading the play, thought that it would be an important topic to have on the stage, especially since it came with the recommendation of Dr. Ray Winbush,
right.
who is the, as you know, is the director of the Institute of Urban Research here at Morgan. Reparations was very important also for me because as a not only an alumnus of an HBCU, but also a professor at an HBCU, I thought it important to be able to have this particular topic on stage. I'm a believer in the arts as a vehicle by which to teach and to learn. Mm. And so this was important. It's really, it opens this Friday and it runs for 2 weekends. But the thing that I like about it is that it...
Just quickly, this Friday, meaning the 10th of April.
That is correct.
Here at Morgan State University.
Yes.
And people can get more information about that where exactly?
They can get more information at the Murphy Fine Arts Center, which is at 2201 Argonne Drive. The box office there is 443-885-4440, and they can get information about single ticket sales, student ticket sales, and even group sales.
And also murphyfineartscenter.org.
That's correct.
Where I'm looking at the website there.
Yes.
Also, they can get that information.
Yes.
So, you know, a lot over the years, hip-hop has had a lot to say about reparations, and in some cases, hip-hop in general could be taken as sort of a generational response to the lack of resources being delivered upon African descended people in this country. Before we even talk a little bit more about the play, just if you would say a word or two about reparations. How do you understand what reparations are, and how does it figure into the play? And we know that Ray Winbush is sort of the one of the deans of that movement.
Yes.
But talk a little bit about that.
Yes, Ray is the dean of that. And also his book, Should America Pay?
That's right.
Is actually the genesis by which this play was written.
Right.
And the interesting thing about reparations that that I had to not... I knew, and because I, as I said, a part of an HBCU, but had to delve deeper into was the fact that so many other cultures have received reparations except for the Africans in America.
Right.
And that was very disappointing to me. And the fact that during the after the Emancipation Proclamation, reparations was given 40 acres and a mule by Abraham Lincoln and then taken back after he was killed and was assassinated. So that particular information I thought was most important to...
In fact, the only people to receive reparations for enslavement of African people in this land are former owners.
Exactly. Exactly. You know, so I needed to share that not only the cast, but also those persons who are going to come to this play. And I've been in the arts all my life, and so I really feel, and I also teach educators how to use the arts to teach core curriculum.
Mm.
So what better way to do it but then to have such a production?
So as it says here, Reparations, a play scripted in music by Joseph Edwards, again, yes, directed by our own Shirley Bassfield Dunlap. It says here, a successful lawyer takes a case defending an insurance provider whose ancestor company insured enslaved Africans.
Exactly.
A lot of people don't know that.
Yes.
But Lloyd's of London, Barclays, these still existing major insurance entities out of Europe got their big start insuring our ancestors.
Exactly. Yeah. And that is the body of the plot of this play. Mm-hmm. But one thing that's also important is that this young lawyer finds that this is something, because he is a part of a company that is that has been the insurer. So
right,
he finds, and he has a revelation, because in there we have African gods such as Imhotep who show him the way.
I tell you what,
he makes a transformation.
Let's let that tease us there for a second and hold us over here. If we're going to come back with more from Professor Shirley Bassfield Dunlap here at No Hooks, part of the Hip Hop Chronicles here at WEAA 88.9 FM. I'm Jared Ball. Mike Nice is behind the board. We're going to take a break. Come right back with more about Reparations, a new play about to open up here at Morgan State University. Don't go anywhere. Much more coming up. No Hooks, Hip Hop Chronicles, WEAA. Peace, everybody.